On this podcast, I want to talk about my life, my journey with addiction, marriage, family, kids, and everything in between. I hope you will follow my journey through it all. Hi, welcome back to my crazy life, unfiltered. It's been a very, very long time, and so I want to sit down and talk about why I haven't been here in a while. And I've also noticed that I have been getting a lot more people, traffic, and that means the world to me. I appreciate it. Even though I haven't been uploading a lot, it still means a lot. But what I want to talk about is the reason why I haven't been here is I got a new job. And the reason why I wanted to do that is I was bored and I wanted to help, you know, with bills and just normal grown-up bullshit stuff. And so I got a job and, you know, at first I was like, well, I just want to work, you know, part-time, a few hours a week, you know, nothing too, you know, big, because I have kids and I need to be home to take care of them and help with homework when they're in school and bath and dinner and all that. So it went from part-time to full-time, and now before I was like, you know, I don't want to work nights because I want to be home with my kids. Well, now I work nights, which is crazy, but I work in retail, and it's just, it gets a little ridiculous. I have some crazy stories with crazy customers. I have stories with, you know, my other coworkers. I love my manager, like my boss, like I love her. She is amazing. There's stuff that I don't like that she does, but overall she is amazing, and she is easy to work for, because you know, you have some managers that are just really shitty and that thinks that because they have that title as manager that they can treat you however they want. But she's not like that. She's awesome. And I also been going through some shit before school ended last year with my youngest and truancy, which we got all that worked out. They dismissed it and all that. It was bullshit. So I was dealing with that, and scared, you know, because like hell, they fucking come in and take your kids over fucking stupid shit when there's a lot more serious shit out there that parents do. That it, first of all, I don't think it's right to just come in and take people's kids. I don't like that at all. But I do see that there does need to be some kind of institution, you know, that does help kids, you know, in abusive, neglectful situations, you know, to get them out of that situation. But I think they have too much power, you know. I don't think they should have, like, CPS as a whole. They have too much power, and I don't think they should have the power that they have. And for instance, you know, my husband, he worked for a lady, and she was retired, but she was a social worker. And you know, she made like a little comment being like, if that lady looked at me the wrong way, I would take her kids, or if she said the wrong thing to me, I would take her kids. You know what I'm saying? Like stuff like that. Like, I think that is really fucked up, and I don't think I think they need to vet their you know, social workers a little bit more. You know, I think that just like cops and things like that, that they need to do a, you know, psychological fucking mental, you know, check on them, background checks, all that. I don't think you should just go to school, get a degree, and able to be a social worker. I think that there should be more, that you have to go through to prove that you are the right fit to be a social worker. I don't think they should just give that position to anybody that has a degree in it, because you have crazy people like that lady that can be a social worker, and just because you say the wrong thing to her, she can just take your kids. Like, that is ridiculous. And I do not think that people like that should be, social workers, just like, people like that shouldn't be cops, like, it's just crazy. But anyways, I had to deal with that, and I dealt with some, family stuff, personal stuff, and there was, a death in the family, and it's just been a lot. It's been a lot, and I know I've been gone for a while, so I wanted to come back and just talk and get it off my chest. And I do work a lot, so I might not be able to post a whole lot, but I'm gonna try to pre-record if I have time, try to pre-record stuff so I can have stuff, because I really want to do this, and but I also have to work. So I mean, I don't have to, I want to, I choose to, because I want to help, and I don't want it, left up all on my husband to have to do everything. He takes care of everything, and I don't want that, and I like having my own money and being able to do, what I want with it. So, but yeah, I just miss, talking and coming on here and just saying whatever, but I do have some stories that I want to talk about with my work. Like, there it happened probably about maybe a month ago now. There was this couple that came in, and they had wrote up change that they were buying something, and they had change to pay for it, which is fine, but we were told that, we had to take it to the office, and we have like a little money counter, that counts the money and weighs it and everything like that. Well, I was like, look, I gotta take it back there and just count it, And well, when I took it back there and I weighed it was saying that it was short. And I went back out and I was like, look, it says it was short. But it wasn't a whole lot. It was probably like a dollar and something, that it was saying it was short. And he went off. He was like, you're a fucking liar. Why did you take it back there? You should have counted in front of me. You could have done something. And I mean, just, and I was like, hold the fuck up. First of all, you're not gonna talk to me like that. I am told to do this by my boss. I'm not gonna get fired because of you. And he just like started going off. I was like, look, you need to fucking leave the store and not come back. And he left. I was like, look, if you don't, because he was like running his mouth. I was like, look, if you don't leave, I'm gonna call the cops. I'm not gonna deal with this. And yeah, I did call him. I was like, quit being a fucking dick. Quit being an asshole. Like, don't be fucking rude to me. Like, I don't get paid enough to deal with people being fucking rude, So he ran out the he went out the store, and the lady that was with him, which I'm assuming like is his wife, girlfriend, friend, I don't know. I went there, and I moved over and I was counting it. I unrolled it to count it myself, And the machine was wrong. The machine was wrong. It had, I counted it by hand. It was right. And that lady started going off. And that lady's like, oh, you need to go and apologize. I'm like, I'm not apologizing to him because he shouldn't have talked to me like that. If he would have been polite and just waited for me to count it and not been an ass, none of this would happen. It wouldn't happen, you know. And she's like, oh, I'm not coming back in this store. You're not going to get my business. And they bought stuff and they're like, oh, I want a refund. I'm like, well, I need your receipt if you want a refund. And she's like, oh, well, never mind. I'm not going to shop here no more. I'm like, well, don't. Like, we're not going to go broke with you not shopping here. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't fucking shop here. Go to another one. We still get paid. So, you know, it was just ridiculous. And I ran into, there not a whole lot. Like, the place that I work at, the people overall is really nice and really kind. I think I've only ran into, like, maybe 3 or 4 people that are just straight up asses. But overall, you know, it's a decent place to work. You know, the people are nice. You know, I love my co-workers for the most part. So I like, you know, I like working there. But since I've been working there, we've also like went through like 4 assistant managers, and they want me, like, my boss wants me to be the assistant manager. But if I'm the assistant manager, then I have to work more nights and I have to be available. Sorry if you heard that, guys. I have to be available, you know, whenever, and I can't do that. I got kids. I can't just be available when someone calls in and don't want to work, you know. So, but like, I love the first guy that was assistant manager. He was really cool. He was young. He was like 19. But he was really sweet and nice, easy to get along with, easy to talk to, but he was young, you know, and he was always on his phone. He was always late, like, and I don't mean like 5-10 minutes late, and hell, not even like 30 minutes late. He was like 2-3 hours late, you know. And him and the manager, you know, was really close, you know. She was like a mom to him, pretty much. You know, her son and him are really good friends, so, like, you know, they knew each other like that. And that's how he got that position. But he didn't really take that position, you know, he didn't take the responsibility. He didn't want the responsibility. He just wanted the title and the paycheck, you know. Which, like I told her, I'm like, you know, he's young. You know, as he gets older, you know, he'll grow out of it. He's just young right now. And, you know, being 19 years old, I'm sure you don't want to have to deal with that, you know. So, and then after he left, there was another lady. She was an older lady. She was really sweet, and nice. But, you know, she just was really slow because she was an older lady, like working, slow at working, you know. So she couldn't do it. And as soon as she got hired on, she wanted to take a vacation, and, you know, the manager like, oh, you can't do that, you know? So she left, and then, there was this other girl, which, I mean, she was probably about my age. I loved her. She was really, really cool. I liked working with her and everything. But there was a lot of personal issues in her life. She kind of had like a mental break and left. And then the girl that is assistant manager now is pretty much just lazy and don't want to work. Like, my assistant or my manager went on vacation this past week. Like, she had a death in the family, and then her vacation fell the following week. So she left and was on the vacation. And, you know, because I already told her, I was like, look, when you take your vacation, I want to work mornings. I don't want to work nights. So I was working mornings the whole week she was gone. And so when I would come in, nothing would be done. I would have to clean, wipe everything down, take out there was trash. They didn't take the trash out. There's times that I had a sweep, that I had a mop, and nothing was getting done, you know, and it was ridiculous. And then one of my other coworkers, he's really cool. I like him. The assistant manager was like, "Well, you need to do this, you need to do that." And I'm like, I told him, like, "No, that's not your job. That is her job. Don't do it. And if she asks, you can tell her that I said not to do it." You know, because hell, I've been there longer, you know? So, assistant manager or not, I still have more authority because I've been there longer. And she didn't like that. She did not like that at all. And she was trying to, when the manager did come back, she was trying to blame everything on everybody else and not take any responsibility about anything. Okay. And don't get me wrong, I like her, but she was always late. Every single day, she was late. All right. When it's time for me to leave, I want to go home. I don't want to stay there. You know, like, I want to go home. There's shit I got to get done. I want to see my kids. I want to see my family. I want to get home. So, show up on time. You know, it's okay if you're a couple minutes late. You know, hell, it's okay if you're 15 minutes late. Just call and let me know. But it's not okay when you're 2 hours late. That's not okay, especially when you don't call. I mean, it's ridiculous. It is. So a lot of drama, a lot of drama. But you know, I don't know. It's a shit show at times. You know, vendors coming in fucking rude as fuck too. Or the first probably week, first week, maybe 2 weeks that I worked there, we, you know, because we get a truck delivered to us every Saturday. Well, the guy, I don't think he works there, or if he does, he don't deliver to us no more. It's someone else now. But like the first time he delivered and he seen that my manager wasn't working, he started going off. He started going off about them not being enough rotainers, which is the stuff that the little thing that they use to put the boxes on. There wasn't enough of them to empty. There wasn't enough empty for him to put the stuff on. And I was like, okay, well, I'm sorry, you know, I will empty stuff off, you know, and get some for you. And he was like, you know, oh, this is the way she trains her employees, you know, same old shit at the, you know, because she worked at a different store. And I'm guessing he delivered there. I mean, just talking mad shit about her, right? So I called her after he left and I was like, look, you know, this is what happened. He started going off. He started talking shit about you. He was rude. Well, she wasn't happy. So she calls corporate. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't think he got fired. I just think that he got put on to a different store, like a different route, because he don't deliver to our store no more. But yeah, I mean, people like that. And like, I don't know. I just, when you work in retail, which sucks, I mean, you get, I guess, any, really technically, any job, occupation, whatever, you're gonna meet, you know, or have run-ins with rude ass people. And it just blows my mind. Like, just because you're having a bad day does not mean you have the right to take it out on everybody else. You know, like, it is not my fault or anybody else's fault that you're having a bad day, that something went wrong, that pissed you off, and you are in a bad mood all day long. It is not my fault nor my problem. Do not take it out on me. You know, and that irritates me so much, you know. But besides all of that, I do like my job. I do. Now I don't know if school when school starts back, I don't know if I'm gonna continue working if they don't put me back on days. If she can't put me back on days, then I'll probably give my 2 weeks and look for another job that I can work days, you know. Because I'm not gonna work nights during the school year. I don't care to do it during the summer, which I mean it still sucks, because I still miss out on a lot. I miss my kids, my husband, but I just cannot do it during school because I have to help with homework. And make sure they're, taking baths and eating and, so I can't do it. So if I can't be put on back on 2 days, then I'm gonna have to get my 2 weeks, which sucks because I do like the job and I do like the people. But I just can't do it. And I mean, she has mentioned it to me before that they really need me to work more hours. Like her boss needs me to be able to be open to more hours. And I can't, and I went in telling, like when I first went in for the job interview, I told her what I could work. I told her, the hours I was looking for. It wasn't like I was wanting 40 hours a week. I would have been happy with like 20 or not even 20, 12, 15, it's not like I wanted massive hours, I mean, hell, last week alone, I had 50 hours. So, I mean, I'm getting really a lot of hours right now. I wish they would cut back some. I really do. Because it sometimes I only get one day off. I mean, sometimes I might get lucky and get 2 days off, but that's not what I wanted initially going in. I just wanted to be part-time and work, part-time hours. That's it. And now I'm full-time, working full-time hours, and that's not really what I wanted, So yeah, I might have to do that, which, is sad because I don't want to, but I have a feeling they're not gonna work with me on my hours. They're gonna be like, "Oh, you gotta be more flexible. We really need you to be more flexible." So yeah, and that's fine. I mean, I will just be like, "Look, here's my 2 weeks. Give you plenty of time to find someone else to fill my spot, but I can't do it if I can't have days, And this is where, like I said, I love my boss. I love her. I love her. But she works days, and and off on weekends. And I guess where she makes the schedule, she schedules, her whatever, but hell, most of the time, I mean, she puts down on the schedule for her to be there until 4:30, 5 o'clock. Sometimes she's only there until 12, and then she leaves. And then sometimes she'll leave early to go get her nails done, and she'll be gone for 2, 3 hours. You know what I'm saying? So, her hours are, and she gets paid for this now. Like, even if she leaves early, she's still getting paid, So, if hell, I left, like, I didn't know starting out that I couldn't leave on my lunch break if it was because, like, starting out, I was just a cashier, right? And then the second day, they moved me up to a key holder. And then, no one told me when I was a key holder that I couldn't leave on my lunch break. So I was going home all the time, going home on my lunch breaks, especially if I got an hour, to bring maybe my kids home something to eat, to come home, cook them something to eat, to see them, whatever. Well, we got my coworker that works with me now, he started, right? And at that time, he was just a regular cashier. Now he's a key holder, but he was a cashier at that time. And one day I was like, okay, I'm gonna, leave on my, go home. I'll be back. Well, I left and I came back and he broke down. Shit went wrong. People started getting upset and he called the boss, he called my boss and told her. Well, when I got back, he was like, "Oh, she needs you to call her." I was like, "Okay." So I call and she's like, "Oh, you know you can't leave, right? You can't leave a cashier there." I'm like, "Well, I have to go home and check on my kids. You know, my oldest is watching my youngest, you know, so I have to make sure that they're not burning the house down. Like, everybody knows I leave on my lunch break. No one has ever said anything to me." And she's like, "Yeah, you can't leave a cashier there because they can't do this and they can't do that and they can't get money, blah, 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 blah." I was like, "Well, that's not my problem. I mean, give them the same authority that I have. Like, I mean, that's crazy." But yeah, so it's just, I don't know. Like, I would be okay with advancing from straight to running my own store, like a store manager, because at least that way I can make my own schedule. I can, you know, now, not saying she doesn't work her ass off, because she is a hard worker, you know, she is. But I would just like to have flexible hours like her, you know. And I think she has pulled doubles a few times when we were shorthanded. But now that I work nights, that she put me on nights, she don't do that no more, you know. So yeah. Now I, like I said, I wouldn't mind advancing to store manager. I don't want to be assistant manager, but I wouldn't mind being a store manager one day, if I stay with them, which I don't know. Because I was also thinking about going back to school, or going, you know, going to college and, you know, looking into that. So I don't know. I don't know what my future holds. I'm just living day by day, you know. It's been crazy. I think the last time I posted anything on here was back in, I want to say, maybe January. Because I started working there in February. So yeah, it might have been like January is the last time I posted something, I think. So it's been a while. And it sucks, you know, because a lot of shit has been going on, and I just, you know, can't seem to find the time to sit down and record anything. And you know, I want to talk about, you know, interesting shit, you know, shit, the shit that goes, the drama and bullshit that goes on in my life. And drama and bullshit don't go on every single day. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not an every single day thing. So, it would be kind of, you know, boring and pointless to come on here, you know, and record every day when some days I might not have really anything to talk about. Now where I've been gone for a while, I have a lot to talk about. So I definitely can make several, you know, episodes. So I guess that's one good thing. But I don't know. It's just been crazy. It's been nuts. Like, this year, I was hoping, you know, it would be a lot better than last year, but this year is turning out to be one big shit show, just like last year. And my God, gas prices, and it's ridiculous. It's fucking ridiculous. Where I live, it's like 450 something, 460 something, but I know in some other places, I think it's like $7, $8. So, I mean, that is ridiculous. And I don't understand how it can be. Well, I mean, I know why, but, you know, a few years ago, it was like almost $2, okay? It was like two something, right? You know, and I think even sometimes it was like a little under two. It was like a dollar something, and now it's like where I live, almost $5 a gallon. Okay, I drive a fucking Ford Expedition. Okay, like that's a big fucking car. I mean, a big gas tank. I mean, it's ridiculous. My sister, she lives an hour away. Okay, and before I could put $25 and it get me like a half a tank to a little above a half, right? Now it barely gets me anything. It barely takes it off E when I put that in there. So like if I'm not putting like $60, $70 in it, there's no fucking point, And it's ridiculous. Like they're doing it on purpose. The government, they're doing it on purpose. Like they can make it a lot fucking cheaper. I don't want to hear this shit about, oh, it's Putin's fault. It's it's the war over there with him and Ukraine. Like, that's bullshit. It's a fucking lie. He knows it. Like, be a fucking man and stand up and admit it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be a fucking pussy bitch and lie and blame it on someone else. Like, no, it's not Putin's fault. Just, oh my God, like the government itself is a shit show, right? Like the whole fucking government is a shit show here. But yeah, and everything's gone up. Everything. Like fucking milk is $5, $4 or $5 a gallon. So, I mean, it's just ridiculous. And that's another reason why I wanted to start working, because everything's getting much higher. It's, shit's getting a lot more expensive. Everything's going up. It's ridiculous, But yeah, I haven't like worked in like actual retail, like clothing, kind of like Walmart. I've worked other jobs, just not like, retail. And one thing I noticed that really gets under my skin is like when customer comes in and they get stuff and like, oh, I decide not to get it, and they just put it back wherever, right? And you have shit, you have food in the clothing part, you have clothing in the food part, cleaning products in the food area. It's ridiculous. And I used to do it, but now I'm like, oh my gosh, that gets on my fucking nerves. Why can't you just put the shit back where it goes? So now when I go to like Walmart or anything like that, places like that, if I decide, okay, well, I don't want this or I don't need it, I always put it back in the right spot, because it aggravates the shit out of me when I have to go and when I go in an aisle and I'm cleaning and straightening the aisle up and the shelves and stuff, and I notice shit, that doesn't go in that aisle. Like it drives me insane. And like, okay, another thing is like, you have people stealing, right? And so you'll be like, I'll be straightening up a shelf, like pulling everything to the front, facing it, and making it look pretty, right? And shit will be stuffed behind shit. Shit will be like stuffed in, and oh my goodness, like people even take the shit to the bathroom, right? And put it in the tank, the toilet, the tank of the toilet. I've gotten like boxes of like headphones, like empty boxes of headphones, the boxes that the eyelashes come in. I mean, all kinds of shit. And I'm like, oh my God, like people are fucking brave to do this shit, And then you have the people that will just like open a box of like the coffee, the little K cups, right? And take like two cups. Like if you're gonna steal and you're gonna take the chance of getting caught and going to jail or have to pay it, why not fucking take the whole box? You're gonna get charged for the whole box either way. If you just take two or if you take all of them, they're gonna charge you the same, okay? So why not just take the whole fucking box? Like it does not make sense to me, right? And then you'll just have like I found like socks and panties, you know, and like one pair of socks will be missing or one pair of panties. And I'm like, is people really that hard up? Like, they're only gonna steal like one pair of socks or one pair of, like, it is crazy. People are fucking nuts, and I've learned that. You know, I've it's really in my face how stupid people are. Or, you know, the stupid things that people do, you know, like, oh my gosh, it's crazy. I would be too fucking scared. I mean, we do have, you know, cameras. I mean, we don't watch them nonstop, you know. We don't have someone sitting there in the office watching the cameras all the fucking time, you know. And we are not, you know, I have to do the register and run the floor and check in vendors, so I can't watch every single customer, so I don't know, you know, what they're doing. And there's certain way that the cameras are positioned that, you know, you necessarily wouldn't be on camera if you, you know, stowed something, right? So, I mean, people are just, and they steal dog treats, they steal, you know, dog food. They'll like take open like, you know, the boxes with like the pouches of the dog food, the, you know, the soft dog food. They will like steal like two or three pouches or something like that. I mean, it blows my mind. It blows my mind how crazy people are. But I just want to, you know, end it here, and hopefully I can jump back on here real soon and do another one with some more crazy stories about my job. I hope everybody had a really good 4th of July, and I hope that everyone is doing well and doing okay, and I just want to say happy Thursday. And until next time. Thank you for listening to my podcast, and please subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes. And it would mean a lot if you could support me on Anchor or Patreon. Or go follow me on my Instagram at mycrazylifeunfiltered. Your support helps me make my podcast content